the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Honestly, she could get so much more pep in her voice. Now she's pregnant, the girl who does that little voiceover. Do you reckon we could get her to re-record it and maybe see if the baby makes her a bit more peppy?
Oh, yeah, you're pepping for two now, Beck. You're pepping for two. Hello, everybody. Big show ahead of you. I don't remember what was on it. It's all a blur. I've just thrown away the sheet that does explain everything.
Oh,
I can go and get it from the bin.
We explain why you, Taz, over the weekend said this.
Low-class swamp rat.
That's got to be the name of the show today. Low-class swamp rat. So good. What accent is that? Who am I offending? Everybody. Okay, yeah. Everyone with an accent. Look, I've tried to combine really them all.
We also tell you what rat boyfriends are, because apparently that's a thing now.
I think I'm one of them. Also, the best part of the show, kindness from a stranger. We had so many of your calls come through Sunny Coast, and you smashed it.
Enjoy!
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Sunny Coast, how lucky are we to live here? The weather is fantastic this week. It's a touch cold, but apart from that, right?
Bit nippy overnight, yeah, but it's no Victoria, you know?
No, exactly. And we're going to be consistent like this all week. Why I'm saying it's Sunny Coast is I had lunch with my Nana today. And we were walking to Banjo's where we were going to eat. And she goes, and she looks up at the blue sky and she goes, don't we live in a fantastic part of the world?
Aw, Nan. Yeah,
went,
we do.
We do. And she goes, it reminds me of a YouTube video. And she's shown me this afternoon.
Your Nan's watching YouTube videos?
Yeah, 100% at 86 or whatever she's at. She's
loving YouTube. My Nan still steals the TV guide from my mum's house whenever she goes over so she can map out what she's going to watch.
I got a cool Nan.
Yeah,
all right?
You do.
She's real cool. And it's this YouTube video by a guy called Ryan Woz. He has 70,000 subscribers and all he does, he's an American. He reviews Australian places. So he Googles them, watches videos on them, learns about the areas and decides if he likes it or not. This time around is the Sunshine Coast. Have a listen.
Lauren suggested, she said, you know, there's not just the Gold Coast.
True.
You got to check out the Sunshine Coast.
Also true.
Okay. Sounds cool. They just surround Brisbane. You got to make a decision, north or south. Which way do you go to relax?
Right. So he's never heard of the Sunshine Coast in his life, right?
Yeah.
We all live here and it's, you know, it's where we live and blah, blah, blah. However, he has his mind blown. It's about 15 minutes, this YouTube video, but have a listen to how he just tries to pronounce the different areas.
And an easygoing attitude make this the perfect place to slow down, unwind, and simply enjoy yourself.
It's beautiful. Oh, that must be like that
unwind.
Inner bay area that I could see here on the map. I can see right in there. Oh, the Murucci River. The Murucci River.
Well, whenever I have people over visiting from Perth, they cannot pronounce any of the suburbs. Bleebly.
They always
say Bleebly.
And Boodram. It's my favourite too.
It makes sense.
So then he keeps watching the video and he'll dissect it. He'll go, oh, I'm so jealous of people that grew up in Australia learning to surf. Wish I could surf, he says, right? And he's super jealous of us because, you know, he's just a boring America and from a boring America, whereas we're a super exciting Sunny Coast, right? But he does get onto the video that he's watching gets onto Australia Zoo.
Ooh.
Oh, this is where the Australia Zoo is.
This is the
I'd love to go there.
Place to come to touch a snake, see big cats, and, of course, watch the crocodiles be fed.
They should have Robert on display as well at the Australia Zoo. I want to see him at the zoo. You know what I mean? He needs his own, like, display. Be like, hey, I'm Robert.
There you go. Robert's making waves over in the States.
He ends up loving the Sunny Coast. He goes, yep, I want a vacation there. He starts looking up houses.
Oh, does
like he? He's like, I'm going to buy a beachfront property. And then he realizes that it's in the millions. And he goes, oh, maybe I can't afford it. No, we can't afford it either, mate. But if you want to check it out, you want to see the Sunshine Coast through a new, through just fresh eyes.
Yeah.
Really gives you a better appreciation for how beautiful the place is. Ryan Woz on YouTube and just search American Reacts to Sunshine Coast.
Or just search
the Murucci River.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Home. This is a stitch up.
I love it, Taz. When I am just minding my own business on a weekend, assuming you're doing the same thing, and then I get sent little nuggets of gold from your family members about what you're getting up to.
Yeah, I'm looking at you, Ree. My sister, Rihanna, lives in Brisbane. and she hosted a murder mystery party on the weekend.
Now, a murder mystery party, this is when people get given a character, right? And you got to rock up and kind of act out a scenario and figure out who the murderer is.
Yeah, yeah. So you do, you rock up in costume, you get given your prompt card. So you don't need to ad lib.
Mm-hmm.
You can just read off the card in front of you and you'll have conversations, and these conversations will lead to other things being said. And eventually throughout the night, you'll find out who murdered the person that died at the beginning of the party.
Well, okay, this is my first question because I don't know. I've never been to one before.
Mm-hmm.
The person who dies, do they rock up for the night all dressed up in their then just...
I thought so too. I was like, one of us is just going to go and like have the best 2 minutes ever and then die. No. So that's just a person that nobody plays.
Oh,
they're kind of dead when you show up.
Is there a body on the ground?
No body on the ground.
Oh.
No.
So it's a fake person?
It's a fake person.
Okay.
Do you want me to read you the premise?
Well, yeah, talk me through it. So
you get an invitation, right? And this says murder at the Mardi Gras.
Ooh, it's themed. Love it.
There's a mystery afoot in the Big Easy. Pierre Dupre has been murdered, strangled with a set of Mardi Gras beads.
What type of beads?
It's time for all party revelers to put down their hurricane drinks and discover the truth about his demise.
It was a
necklace. It was like a...
Oh, okay, cool.
Apparently that he'd won in an auction, which you learn about in the murder mystery.
It's very detailed, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Pierre was always suspicious of those looking to sink their claws into his fortune. Was it the greed of those around him that put old Pierre in the grave?
All right, okay. So the scene has been set.
Yeah.
What I want to know...
I was Cayenne Pepper,
yep.
The family live-in chef. And I wanted to be a TV star, and I was locked into a contract that I was not happy with.
So I've got some footage of you as Cayenne Pepper. So you say you're a chef. Is that why you were busy creating...
Culinary creations.
Culinary creations.
Creations.
Culinary creations.
What is your accent? What's it supposed to be?
It's a little mix-mash of everything. I felt angry at this moment in time. This is a big pivotal moment because Gator...
Yeah.
The local fisherman that was trying to marry Pierre's daughter.
Gosh, there's a lot of characters in
had
this thing.
Said some. Oh, there was eight of us.
Oh, my God. All
yeah,
right.
There was a lot going on.
Well, can we get to the next bit? Who are you throwing this at?
Of course, this comes as no surprise. Only a low-class swamp rat like yourself would disrespect my wishes.
That is some tough talk coming from old KN.
Yeah, so that is Gator himself.
Oh, okay. So you had a bit of biff with old Gates.
He's from the Bayou, down in New Orleans, and he's trying to marry into the family, and nobody likes him.
This feels like a very detailed way to have fun, you know, like a lot of organisation. Can't you just get together, have a few drinks?
I think you'd love it. I was sceptical at the start because I've never done one before.
Yep.
By the end, everybody, anytime a bit of information was released, there was gasps. And pointing, and people were accusing other people.
With drama like this, I'm not surprised.
Low class swamp rats.
That is Bold and the Beautiful, I've ever seen it.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM.
Our phones right now, 545-11919. We want to hear your stories about kindness from a stranger.
These make me feel good. You see them on the community boards all the time. Like, shout out to the person who picked me up because I tripped at Coles and, you know, who helped my son out when he was lost.
I'd love to hear from the people that have received kindness, but also, were you the stranger? Take the credit if you've given kindness to somebody else. Because I found this video a couple of days ago. It might have been Friday night, I think. And it's over in the States. There's a lady that's obviously booked in for an exam of some sort. And she's been given a call a couple of days before saying, hey, your exam's all locked in. We'll see you at this time, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Have a little listen. This is part one.
Know that you can arrive 45 minutes early. If you come early, we start you early. Make sure you have valid driver's license, ID, or passport. Make sure that you come with a sweater or a fleece just in case the test is finished chilly.
That's
so
cute.
She's going above and beyond. So, you know, it might be a little cold in the testing room. I know if you're nervous, like, make sure you bring a sweater, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
The lady is a mystery woman that's left this message, but that's obviously called through. She's obviously been calling hundreds of people a day, just mm-hmm. saying, hey, this is your time, this is your date, blah, blah, blah. But she does go above and beyond. So have a listen to part two.
Miss Amelia, this is what you studied for. This is what you work hard for. Bring your best girl confidence. Bring your best girl magic. It's called girl power. Girl power is the best power. Ain't nothing better than that. I just feel like people are more nervous when they study to get prepared than you walk into work and work is unpredictable. And y'all are ready for work. You know what I'm saying, Miss Amelia? So just come the same way as if you was coming for work. Just come confident, come prepared, and just tell yourself, I worked hard for this.
Aww, so cool, right? I mean, a bit soapboxy. Like, she's really getting it all out there, isn't she?
If you're nervous for your exam, though, that's going to calm you right down.
Yeah.
This lady that's called, that she's left this motivational message on your phone. She's saying, look, you can do this. Yep. Use girl power. Rah, rah, rah. Like, you go into work and you're confident, so you just need to bring that into the exam.
Yeah, that part really threw me. Are we supposed to be coming to work prepared? Because...
G'day, Jen.
Hi.
Hi, Jen. Have you had some kindness from a stranger?
I did. Just last week, actually, I was in Kmart, as you are, on your day off.
Classic.
With my one-year-old, and he wanted to get out of the pram. Looked away for 1 second, and he was gone. And I called his name, and this amazing woman, straight away, she must have heard the fear in my voice, and she said, have you lost your child? And I said, I have. And for about 5 minutes, which I'm sure we can understand is a really long time when we're missing a one-year-old. She walked around Kmart looking for him with me. I was panic-stricken by this point. We were on opposite ends of Kmart and I heard her scream out, is he wearing a green shirt? And I said, yes. And she found him. So this amazing lady for 5 minutes helping me find my darling almost two-year-old whilst he was lost, and I couldn't have thanked her enough because I was, as you can understand, I was terrified and I thought he was gone forever.
Where did he end up, Jen?
In the
leg?
In the
men's section. Like, he's got a few years yet before he's going to fit into the clothes there. Not even the toy section. Like, you think he knows where the toy section is, but no, he was in the men's section.
There you go. So, next Christmas present could be a nice
listening,
tie.
She is amazing.
Oh, I love it, Jen. Thank you. That's a great story. We'll move now to Amanda from Pereira. Amanda, kindness from a stranger. Have you got a story?
I do have a story, and I was actually the stranger that helped someone.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the stranger in Kmart who found the kid. I was like, what? It's
no, no.
Okay. All right, no. What did you do?
Yeah, so basically it was one kind of like Saturday night, and ordered pizza for the family, went down to the local shops to pick it up. And as I was leaving, there was an older person that was kind of standing just in the entranceway to the shopping complex with like his groceries. And it had just sort of started to drizzle. And he was kind of just standing there. And I don't know, something in me just sort of stopped because I was in the car driving out, and I kind of just stopped and I sort of wound down the window and I said, can I help you? Do you need any help? Are you okay? And he said, oh, I'm just waiting for a taxi to come and pick me up to take me home. And he said, a lot of the times they don't actually show up. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, you know, would you like me to give you a lift home? And he said, yes. And so I sort of pulled around, got the groceries in, helped him into the car, and I drove him home.
Oh, Amanda.
Lovely.
And I felt really good about it, yeah. Sort of thing. It was just, I love doing stuff like that for people, and so that just really warmed my heart to help him out.
Absolutely. It is the best feeling when you know you've made someone's life a little bit better.
The world needs more Amandas. Yes.
My question is, though, Amanda, did you share the pizza with him?
No, actually.
Oh, that kind.
Maybe I'm not a nice person.
Go to little six-year-old Ryla. Ryla, have you had some kindness from a stranger?
I was kind to someone.
Oh, you're the stranger. Okay.
What did you do?
Someone at my school got hurt by something. She fell over something, so I helped her up and took her up to the office and said if she wants to hop on my back, because it was her leg that got hurt.
Oh, Ryla, you sound like a superstar. Do you think every kid should be as nice as you?
Yeah.
Ryla, thank you so much. I think you've made a lot of people's day by sharing your story.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work, my friend.
Good luck following that story.
I know. We're going now to Sally from Caloundra West. Hi, Sal. Have you had a stranger be kind to you?
Yes, I have actually an unbelievable story. I was driving from Victoria up to Queensland to work on a station, and I stopped in Hewarden for the night, and I had a two-hour drive out to the station. And once you pretty well got 20 minutes out of Hewarden, you had no phone reception.
Yeah.
And I left about 9 o'clock in the morning, and I texted my mum, and I said, if you don't hear from me in about 4 hours, you know, something's gone wrong. And anyways, 8 hours later, I had got lost and couldn't find my way back. I'd busted one tire, and then about 7.5 hours into it, I busted the other tire and drove it on the rim until I could finally get somewhere. And I was stuck in the middle of basically the outback with my dog and my car parked, and I saw these headlights coming up, and so I jumped out, and it was this beautiful son and father who, believe it or not, were going out to hunt some kangaroos. And anyways, I said, could you just take me back into Hewarden? I'll stay back at the caravan park. I'll sort it out. And they said, look, no worries. And then they just took me home. They gave me a shower. The wife had Stag Bowl ready for me.
Sally.
And not only that, the next day I woke up, he had organised spare tyres to take me back out to my car, changed it all over and everything, and then set me on my way.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
What an absolute legend. Legendary family, really.
Yeah, and you would have needed that after the 8 hours because you were stressing and stressing, Sally.
Yeah, I was. Like, I was in tears by then, and, like, just finally, like, I was so worried about my mom because I couldn't call her because I had no reception or anything. So just to, like, ring her and let her know that I was okay, it was... Yeah, but these guys went over and above for me, and I'll never, ever forget them. It was Cindy and Chris from Hewarden, if by any chance they hear this.
Shout out.
We love you, Cindy and Chris.
You're legends.
Faith in humanity is restored. Thanks, Al. Great story.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Kelly and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
Before we get to that, I know we bring you some weird crap.
We do, don't we? But we really do.
Really, we're just mouthpieces for
the
pop
crap.
Culture and
oh,
the universe.
Sorry.
You know?
We're just a crap mouthpiece.
Well, that too, to be honest. The latest thing that's annoyed me about stupid pop culture and, dare I say, Gen Z, is the introduction of rat boyfriends.
Rat boyfriends.
Correct.
That sounds like something I could be.
It's TikTok's new definition of the hottest thing a man could be.
Great.
So,
oh.
I love that. A rat, you hear rat boyfriend, Taz, and you think, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's me.
Why do you think that's you?
Totally.
Like, before I describe what a rat boyfriend
is. Will be someone who finishes off the snacks in the house all the time. Loves cheese. And lives in a little hole. I'm expecting someone that's... Actually, you know what? I wouldn't be a very good rat boyfriend because I like getting outside and going for runs and stuff.
Yeah, and you take a while to finish your boxes of shapes. You're not good at finishing
No,
snacks.
I'm not. No.
That's not what it's about at all. You've completely okay. got it wrong. Basically, it's as it sounds, girls want their boyfriends to look like rats.
Look like rats.
Yep. So the pointy features. Apparently, Stuart Little is hot.
What do we think? I'm giving you a side profile.
Yeah, you've got ratty features.
Careful.
I guess.
I have feelings. The rat over here.
Kieran Culkin, Jeremy Allen White and Timothy Chalamet are examples of rat boyfriends.
Oh, yeah. Chalamet is very rat-like.
Right?
He is a rat.
You think of a rat, yeah. It works. So now apparently they're sexy in a weird way and they're the opposite of toxic masculinity. And that's what a rat boyfriend is.
Where does this come from? So if you look like a rat, you can't be toxic masculine.
Yes, correct. Because I suppose like the typically hot, chiseled jawline men are...
Douchebags.
Get given all the good things. And so, look, I don't... Like I said...
Don't shoot the messenger.
I'm just a mouthpiece for the crap.
So women want their boyfriends ugly.
No, ratty. Okay. There's a difference, Taz.
God, I don't understand. I don't understand
okay.
women.
What I need you to do is go home... Print off a picture of Stuart Little and dress accordingly.
Okay.
Okay? That'll do it.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We want to know this Monday evening, what came over the fence? Something landed in your backyard. You didn't know where it came from because a hectic story has happened over in the UK. Mm. A man named Beska has walked out to his backyard and has found flopping on the grass a little goldfish.
Oh, my God!
Still alive.
No.
In the middle of his grassy backyard. There's no ponds anywhere nearby. He's like, I don't know where this fish came from.
No way.
But he sees it flopping around, goes in, pops it in his pocket, brings it inside, pops it in a freezer drawer, which stressed me out when I first read. Right?
Sorry?
Pops it in the freezer drawer. I was like, what are you doing to this fish? Turns out the freezer drawer was taken out of the freezer because I had the same reaction. I was like, okay. Are you freezing this poor fish to death?
Yeah.
Puts it in a tank. Now he's got his very own pet goldfish.
And he has no idea where it came from.
No, he's assuming...
Maybe it dropped from a bird. Yeah,
a bird has stolen it from someone's fish tank and then it's fallen out of the bird's beak.
Like, I mean, surely goldfish are in the wild, aren't they? Or are they only as our pets?
I mean...
They've got to be wild at some point.
I'm going to Google that.
You Google that while I do the hard sell for the prizes. Sunny Coast, we have a double pass, double in-season pass to see the new movie Inside Out 2. Great for the kids. And this time around, it looks really, really good. I haven't seen the first one, but I do need to see it. Everybody that's seen it in my life wants me to see this film.
Absolutely.
Get ready to laugh out loud and experience every emotion when Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2 hits event cinemas June 13. Double pass could be yours, Sunny Coast. We want to know, what came over the fence?
I have an update on whether goldfish are in the wild. Mm. They can be, but they're invasive pests in parts of North America and Australia. Business Queensland says if you catch a goldfish in the wild, humanely kill them and don't return them to the water.
No, put them in your freezer drawer, as the man does.
Exactly. Daniel's in Watala. Daniel, have you had something come over the fence?
Yeah, this is when I was living south of the border, but it was around about, it was on a Tuesday morning in September, and came out at about 8 o'clock to get the paper. I was having a bit of a lay-in, and there was this very drunken two bodies laying in my yard, and they were post-Mad Monday footballers drunk in my backyard. So I just got the hose and turned it on them, and they jumped up and started yelling, and every time they turned to me to yell at me, I just put the hose into their mouth, which stopped the yelling, and they just basically ran and jumped back over the fence and didn't come back.
Oh, my gosh. Daniel, without giving away names, because you've done well to this point, don't give away any names, did you recognise them?
I didn't recognise them. I knew the club because it's a local club. But, I was getting ready for work. I was sort of lucky. I used to work in the constabulary down there. So I was late. I was doing a late start work. So I was half dressed for work. So they weren't really going to cause many dramas anyway. So.
I love that so much.
Initially, I thought it was like James Tedesco after a big win. No.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Good news to everyone who's on minimum wage or on award wage. You're getting a little pay rise.
Minimum plus one, baby.
Minimum. I remember I had a boss. I worked
one above radio right
literally.
Now.
Literally. Well, I was working in a regional market doing a breakfast show and I was on minimum wage and the boss pulled me into the office and he said, Ellie, you've been doing some really good work lately. We're really happy with how you're going. We'd like to give you a pay rise. Yeah. And I was like, oh, sweet. I'm getting an extra $5,000 or something a year. He's like, it'll work out to be an extra $23 a week or something it was. And I was like, okay, cool. Better than nothing. Mm. I go away feeling a bit chuffed, like, sweet, gone
working
from
hard.
$45,000 to 40, 5.1.
Yeah.
And then I found out, no, it wasn't a pay rise for a job well done. It was just the award rate had been risen.
Right.
And as a result, the government was giving me a pay rise.
They had to pay you that
and
amount.
And he tried to claim it as his own. He was like, yeah, it's all me. I'm giving you a pay rise.
Were you still doing 5-hour work days there, or was this a Sunshine Coast only thing that you're doing?
I worked for 12 hours on the weekend. Thank you very much.
And you got paid for all of them?
No, I did not. Not travel time.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.